Hey folks, my name is Brett and I'm one of the hosts of Skeleton House, an audio-only Let's Play podcast where my two friends, Jess...
What is happening? Oh my god!
...and Steve...
Even he looks spooked.
...play through video games and I edit them, add context, and act as your eyeballs. Also, we have a cat. Come check us out at skeletonhouse.buzzsprout.com or look up Skeleton House on your favorite podcast app. Or your least favorite podcast app. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life.
Welcome back to Bill's JRPG Avengers and Other Trappings podcast. And yes, my dear lovely friends, it's that time of year again. It's Materia lockdown time. Yep, I know. I still haven't finished my Live Alive series, even though I've reviewed the game with Scott on the After Years podcast. But yeah, you know, let's just ignore that fact for a minute. So yes, it's Materia lockdown time. What does that mean? That means we've got to play Final Fantasy VII and we've got to play it with Materia restrictions. So if you're new to Materia lockdown, it's an event we run once a year for 3 months. So it runs from the 26th of March to the 26th of June. That's becoming fairly regular. And it's a really cool little thing we do for charity. So it's a challenge run of Final Fantasy VII. You can tweet a bot. So you'll say, hey, bot, give me a job for Cloud. And it'll tweet you back saying, Cloud's a chemist. He can only use blue materia. And there are a couple of different types of runs you can do, which are kind of fun. You can mix it up a little bit. You can do only single materia. You can do only double materia. You can do a mixture of both. It's a really cool little project we put together. And like I say, it's all handled via a Twitter bot. So it's pretty cool. I love it. Absolutely love it. But this year we have added in some extra rules. That's right. We love more rules. Our good friend Pete, over at the Attack on Final Fantasy podcast, check him out if you've got time. Definitely worth it. He came up with some good ideas for starting a Final Fantasy VII Nuzlocke. So I'm actually going to be doing a Materia lockdown run, which you're going to hear the start of in a second. let me get the game running right here. Let's hit play on the old Betamax player here. Yeah, the Betamax is running. Final Fantasy VII starting up. we're going to get this Nuzlocke going down. I'm excited about it. So, Final Fantasy VII played with Nuzlocke rules. Now, how am I looking here on the thing? It says I'm a lot louder than the desktop volume, so we'll just go with that for now. Sounds good. I hope it's working. Where did I save these Nuzlocke rules? That'll be helpful, wouldn't it? Where am I going? I'm going here, going here, going here. It's going to be awkward to edit now that I've got the music going in the background too, so that heckin' sucks. Let's go here, go pins, and there it is. Final Fantasy VII Nuzlocke. Rule 1. If a party member dies, you can't resurrect them. Oh no, you can't resurrect me, and you know now. If they resurrect during story progression, though, that's all right. Then you're free to use that character again. Rule 2, items can only be used if the game allows you to save. Okay, so you can't use any healing items or any type of item unless you happen to be at a save point, or obviously on the world map. You know, anywhere you can save, you can use items. So you want to save up all your healing items and get yourself up to full health for that little point. You only get one tent every time you get a party member. That means you only get a maximum of 9 tents in the entire game. Finally, rule 4, you can only visit each shop once. Now, you can go in. Well, we had this discussion. You can go into the shops, and you can go up to, say, the barkeep, talk to him, and see what he's got on offer and what things are for sale for. as soon as you've bought something, that's when the shop goes off your list, okay? So you can go in, check it out, come back out, grind up some gil if you need it, and go back and use that shop. Once you've used the shop, game over. You can't use that shop ever again. Finally, inns are prohibited unless it's used for strict story progression, like when you get to Calm and places like that. So you can't sleep at the inn. No, no, you can't. And then finally, game over is game over, even if you have characters in reserve. So, yep, you know, if Cloud, Barret and Aerith die, you know, but Aerith never dies, we know this. If they die, you can't suddenly just, you know, whip in Cid and Tifa, you know. That's not how this works. Right, ooh, let's see if my controller works. Good, good, right, here we go. Oh, listen to that sound, I love that sound. Going to new game. And I'm using a special mod as well, see if you can work out what it is. Yeah, on. It's giving me some weird options, timekeeper options. So there's time in the game, so not. What? Night, being night will cause most NPCs to go home, close their shops, and lock their doors. Oh my god, that's so cool. shop times may vary. You may pass time naturally by waiting, or you can sleep at an inn, which I'm not allowed to. When sleeping, you'll be asked how long you can sleep for. Sick. In future versions of this mod, we'll have new content such as nocturnal enemies, daytimes, effects, quests. Yeah, I'll have that one. And then random weather. As time passes, random weather events can occur. This may also impact your world. For example, NPCs may go home depending on the weather. You may encounter rain, thunder, high winds. Random weather. The game's FMVs also have variants to match the time of day. That's sick. This way, it stays consistent. Weather variants also come with sound effects to allow it to feel more immersive. If you are one screen away from an outdoor area, you will hear weather muffled from indoors. Oh, this mod is amazing. In future editions of this mod, they'll be expanded on. Enemies of certain elements may be stronger during the rain. Encounters may change entirely. Thunder has been separated into its own option of this feature. In case you suffer with epilepsy, so you can turn it off. Random weather on. Yeah. Warning, thunder, not advised if you suffer from epilepsy. Leave it on, bitches. Happy with selections. I'm going to restart just because I want to do the beginning bit. So there's music. So this music has been designed specifically for this mod. This soundtrack has been created for thingy. What this will do upon creation. Created. It's the original, possible, and original nostalgia. Yeah, leave that on. Timekeeping, yeah, I've done all that. Right, okay, so these are cool. So we'll have timekeeper on and random weather on with extra added epilepsy moments. Yes. Start the game. Yeah. Cloud. Christian shaken. Oh, yes. Sephiroth. David G. Doyle. Oh, Barret, Christian, Shekakan. This is so small on my screen. I should have made a bigger screen, people. Tifa, Christina Stramos. Aerith, Kennedy Spatz. What are all these names? Red 13, McKindis. Yuffie is Iris. Cat Sif is Mike Jacquin. Vincent is Frank J. Kettering IV. I just realized that wasn't Kettering because I lived using it. Sid is D. Tyler Fultz. Almost missed that. And as we zoom out, we see Midgar looking beautiful as always. And there it is, Final Fantasy VII Echo S. Here comes the train. Ain't no getting off this train now, motherfuckers. Oh shit, I forgot I already I already did Cloud's job on Twitter ages ago. Right, Twitter, quick, before I get started. Where am I? At MLDBot. Come on, quick. At MLD, hashtag my materia. My materia. 20%, sweet. Come on, get back to me, Bob. Here they come. Jesse's off the train, Big's off the train. They're all running off.
Get down here, Merc. You're up.
Oh, he was a red mage, green and blue. Absolutely sick. So I can use lightning material. Awesome. Oh, I forgot to go into the menu. I've got to change my battle settings. There we go. We're into the first fight. So remember, no healing unless I'm at a save point. Oh my god, there's attack noises. Listen to that. That's great. So it's going to be so good not after all the talking. Now, this is the Echo S mod, where it's fully... Oh, it just went dark. I think that's the weather kicking in. So yes, this is the Echo S mod, where it's fully voice acted. But I say fully, we're not quite fully voice acted yet. I'm just going to turn the music down a touch. So we can get that on there, and then go to ATB, active. Turn up battle speed, turn up battle messages. Cool, that'll do me. Right. And so it's a fully voice acted mod, which is pretty cool. There's loads of other little mini improvements that they've made to the game as well. And I'm just really excited to actually play this.
Unbelievable.
D-pad doesn't seem to work very well.
You soldier guys
this is
sure
big.
Are something. Hard to believe we got a guy like you in a group like Avalanche.
So what's Soldier Boy's deal? Is he one of us now? Thought they were the enemy.
He isn't a soldier anymore, Jesse. Besides, he's a professional, unlike the rest of us. What was your name again?
Oh, it automatically selects Cloud for me.
Cloud Strife, eh? I'm not interested. Once this job's over, I'm out of here. What did I just say? I told you to never move as a group. Our target's Mako Reactor 1. We'll rendezvous at the bridge in front of it.
It's getting really dark.
You're gonna be worth the money, Merc. Every last game.
Oh, I love the weather mod. Yeah, auto selects Barrett.
Run by holding cancel while using the direction buttons.
Oh my god, even that's done. Voice acting. Oh yeah, look, can you hear the winds? Because I just got the FMV where it looks up at the reactor. So cool. Right, let's get ready quick. I don't want to get into any fights. Oh, shit. Okay, right. At least I've sped everything up now. So, right, I've got one guy and a dog. Oh, this is a bit... What? Oh, this is well glitchy. the battle kind of just ended. Right, it's getting really dark. It's getting really dark. Is it going to, like, thunderbolts of lightning? Very, very frightening. I wish it would. Anyway, we're running into the reactor now. Ugh. Now I get into another fight. Is this fight going to be glitchy? Right, it's two guys and one of those bird things. Oh, there we go. This fight isn't glitching. Good. Cool, right. It's done fire on me. Right, guys hit me with a machine gun. Right, I'm down to 228 out of 311 health. Mate, not... It's not... Okay, this is really glitchy. Sometimes the enemies aren't completely dead before I've won the battle. Here we go, I'm walking up to Barrett.
Soldier boy, this your first time in a reactor?
Oh, there's a bit of an echo when I'm standing in this large hallway
room. Did you forget? I did work for Shinra, remember?
Oh, I remember. I know full well that you've been Shinra's lapdog. Bet you guys just eat up everything they tell you, huh? Like what Mako is. Well, let me tell you what they want. Mako's not just some energy source. It's the lifeblood of the planet. And Shinra's using all this crap to suck it dry.
You're not paying me to listen, so save it.
You right. Looks like we gotta keep Lapdog on a tight leash.
Hey, my bot didn't give me a job for Baron. I'm trying it. Let's go into the menu. There he is. Right, let's try. Oh, because I did it with two T's. Damn it, I can't spell properly. I got MLD bot, hashtag Barrett. Here we go, let's see what job Barrett's got. Hey, this is the exciting part. I'm excited he's just got some health. Right, there we go. It's Geomancer, purple and red. oh, no, out the menu, out the menu. Can't use the menu. Right, Gumbigs, open up. Jesse, your turn. Jesse. There you go, Jesse's opening the door. I'm being very chatty now. I'm going to go get the item. I don't normally do this, but I feel like I need it. Phoenix down. No, I'm not going to need that. I can't resurrect people if they die. Shit. That was a bad mistake. Into the elevator. I'll get another...
Push that button for me, will ya?
Yeah, Jesse. Getting a bollocking from Barrett. Do love a good bollocking from Barrett. Now he wanders. I always love the bit where he just walks out of your body.
The purpose is to drain the planet dry. And one day, it'll be all gone. The hell you think's gonna happen when it's all gone, huh? Can you really live with that?
I can and I will. I'd worry less about the planet and more about what's waiting for us down there.
Barrett's really pissed. He's angry. I'm an angry man. He walks back inside Cloud. I thought that was longer, normally. Out here, all right, down the stairs. Following Jesse, get into a fight. No, okay, so Cloud's almost down to 200. Barrett's a nice 327. Boom. So I've killed two bird things. Now it's the other thing. Man, my bat. I think it's because I increased the battle speed. It's a little bit glitchy. It's like ending the fight before the enemies have had their like death animation. Let's get through the door. Up and across to Jesse.
Press OK in front of the ladder to grab onto. Then move up or down.
Then move up or down. Why, thank you, Mr. Voiceover Guy. You're sounding pretty hot and sexy. I like it. I like it a lot. Potion.
I'll wait here. Try not to miss me too much, okay? What are you waiting for? Go on already.
All right, Jesse. I know you want to get my pants. We've all seen the remake. I haven't. I haven't played a single minute of the remake. So I've got no idea if she wants to get in his pants or not. It just seems like a meme. Jessie's the new girl of the game. So here we go. I'm descending the stairs and I'm going to reach a save point. So I'll give Cloud a potion. Oh, no. I'm getting to a fight first. So I've got... Oh. Yeah, I've got... there's a mine... is it called a minesweeper? Oh, I can push select, can't I? Bring the thing up. Oh no, I didn't enemy. Oh, I had a limit break and I used it foolishly. Oh, and that glitched. Alright, what's this thing called? Sweeper, is it? There's a sweeper. Hitting it. Oh my god, they like attack at the same time, Cloud and Barrett. That's cool. Alright, let's get. I'm at the save point. I've got day-night options, weather and thunder. Let's have a look at this. What's day-night? Oh, so you could just turn it on or off. So I leave that on. Oh, yeah. I'm going to the menu. Right, let's heal up. Item, potion on Cloud, on Barrett and on Cloud. Might as well use Mork, so I haven't got any bloody stuff to go over. I haven't even leveled up yet. Let's save. There we go. I've got a save spot. Don't know why, because it's Nuzlocking. Oh, you know, because I want to stop. And then let's go fight this scorpion, shall we? Now, I can't equip... Yeah, you can't equip the restore material I'm about to get. But can I can't heal during battle, can I? No, I can heal with save points.
All right, Lapdog. Why don't you set up the bomb?
Shouldn't you do this? I'll watch the rear.
As far as I'm concerned, you're the one that needs watching. So go on. Do the honors.
Fine.
Ooh, what is it then?
Huh?
I said, what is it? Something wrong?
Yep. I'm a psychopath.
I'm fine.
Come on, Cloud. He sets the bomb. Love that little sound effect. Uh-oh. Shit's gone sour.
What the hell? You better not have double-crossed us.
Why would you instantly go there, eh? Right, so, blessedly, I can use green materia with Cloud, so I'm going to use Bolt a lot. Right, let's see. He's mostly focusing on Cloud. Yep, he hasn't put his bum in the air yet. Good 9 bit of damage there. 35 bit of damage from Barra. He's hit me with back his tail. Can't... Yep. Yeah, sometimes it's a little bit like, oh shit, I've hit attack with Barra and his tail's up. Right, okay. That's too slow. Oh, that's done a good chunk of time. Oh, they both got limit breaks. Oh, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. As soon as you put your tail down. Yeah, his tail's down. Hit him. Double limit breaks. Yeah, Braver and Big Shot. 110. Big Shot comes in. Come on, big boy. 113. Oh, no. Fuck. I hit attack with Cloud. Should have done Bolt. Damn it. Yeah, he does 37 when he attacks, but he does like 90 when he does Bolt. Yeah, he's dead. Cloud's got 70 health left, and Barret was on 251. No chance of losing that battle there. Spanked him one. There we go. Oh, Cloud was 2 XP from a fucking level up. Damn it. I got the assault gun for Barret. I am swifty.
The alarm.
Oh, God, I've got to get to that save.
5 minutes to death.
Ah, 5 minutes? You bastards. They changed the mod. I will get to that save point. Get to the save point. No, I'm not there. Ah, I went into menus. I wasn't quite there yet. Right. Cool. Oh, save. What? Okay, I'm saving. I didn't want to save. I want to go into menu. There we go. Right, item. Potion. Double Cloud. 1 Barret. I'm out of potions already. Right, equip Barret. I can equip outside. Oh my god, I'm already down to 430. I can equip outside of using the menu. Oh my god, why is this only 5 minutes? Ah, get the ladder, the bastard, that's it. Yeah, I can equip outside the menu, but it's not... It just seemed like it was worth only doing the menu once. Oh, I went to battle just before I got to Jesse. Okay, I'm at 408, 407, 406, I'm back to tact as well. I'm just going to run. Run and attack, right, good, run. Oh, the exit is so quick. Excellent. My legs are... Oh, sorry, I skipped a bit of Jessie's talking. Right, let's follow. Oh man, I'm right up. I'm literally sniffing her bottom as I'm going up the ladder. Good old Cloud, the bottom sniffer. Actually, I'm going to overtake her. No. Oh, I didn't push circle quick enough. Ah, oh, so close to overtaking her. Upstairs, up the big long stairs, around the corner, going above the little Mako thing. Going back around the base of this little thing that looks a bit like a car park, up the next sets of stairs, and into a battle. 3 minutes 39 on the clock. I'm going to run. Killed one thing. Enemy glitched into the floor. I killed 2 minutes. I should have just done that battle, really, and got the AXP for it. Right, into the elevator. Upstairs. Up we gozy. Oopsie daisy. Out we come. Right, where am I going now? Right, I want to talk to Jesse first. Open up. Open up, Jesse sausage. Open up, Bigsy sausage. Doors are open. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting right into a fight. There's 3 minutes, 1 second. 59. Yeah, I'm actually going to fight these fights. At least then I get the level up for Cloud. Excellent. Cool, alright, I'm not... There we go. Did Barry get level up too? Yeah, he did. Excellent. That worked out well. Right, let's keep going. Should I get into more fights, or should I... I think I'm getting into one more fight. I feel safe. Yeah, 3 little things. Right, the battle speed's so high, I can get into quite a few fights. Oh, is it worth the grind now? Barret's really celebrating. Nah, I don't barely get anything for that. Right, all right, let's get out of here. 2 minutes 13 left on the clock. It's so strange where the screen's like different colours. I really just want to see the lightning effect. But yeah, Jesse's fallen down. Cloud's picked him up. And now we've got the FMV of it exploding. Yeah, it's very dark. Must be nighttime. I just the design of this mod is great.
Oh, that should keep the planet going.
Hey, Biggs.
At least a little longer.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And there's Wedge. There we go.
The planet's what matters. This had to have helped.
Can't wait to see Marlene.
She's good to go. Now, stand clear. Fire in the hole!
There we go. Big explosion. Out we all jump. Again, the lighting just changed. I think it's getting lighter, heading towards daytime.
All right. Let's get our asses home. We'll rendezvous on the train. Split up and make your way to Sector 8 station.
Hey, wait!
If it's about your money, you can have it. Once we're back at base.
Okay. I'm wondering, what does it say? Oh, it does say what the... Oh, so the date is apparently January 31st. And it thinks it's 9:49 at night. Cool, so yeah, it says that in the menu. Oh. Upstairs, round the corner, yep. Get away from that horrible sound effect. Let's go talk to our lovely flower-selling lady we've got here.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Has something happened?
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Hey, it's dangerous. You should leave.
Ah, when you get options.
Don't worry about it. It's dangerous.
You can choose the option, and he still says it.
Hey.
Oh, these?
Flowers, huh?
They're only a gill each.
I'm good.
Nah.
Sure, why not?
Oh, thank you, kind sir. Here, this is for you.
Cheers, lady! Gonna be pulling your bum out of here! There we go, right, let's come around here. I'm sure there's an item around here somewhere. If I remember correctly, let's get around all these guys. Yeah, there's one down here in the corner. Actually, to the NPCs.
What the hell just happened?
Oh my god, the voice quality. Ah, oh, who's it? Can I talk to you? No, I can't talk to him. Can I talk to you? No, I can't talk to him.
What's that on the wall? Let's see. Don't be fooled by Shinra. Mako energy lasts forever.
Mako is the life of the planet. And someday, it'll all come to an end. Saviors of the planet. Avalanche.
That's pretty cool the way they just spliced in Barrett. Okay, let's move on.
Hey, you!
What?
Shinra Military Police, eh?
Eh?
Yep, take them out.
Yeah, take them out. Get these fights in while I can. I've got full health. I'm gonna, and I should one hit these little bastards. Oh, you bastard, yeah. Okay, so far, Nuzlocke is not proving challenging in the opening parts of the game. Cloud getting down to 70 HP in the first fight was a worry, but I think he'd already been resurrected by now for story purposes. Oh, more guards running after us.
They're not. Take them out.
You're not worth it. Take them out. Oh, yeah. Dave Mustaine. You know Dave Mustaine was voicing Cloud in this. So they're all getting lots of hits on me. They're only doing 4. I do 45 damage per hit. Again, 4 damage. 44 damage. Yeah, this is proving rather easy. I'm just below 300 health.
There he is.
It's not really that difficult.
They're not worth it. Take them out.
Oh, I just noticed there's like some windows in the background of where people live. And on one of them, you can clearly see someone moving about. Oh, just got limit break. Excellent. That's 2. No, that's 3 limit breaks now for Cloud. So 7 more and I'll get my next one. Get my level 2. No, not level 2, but I'll get the second part of level 1. Limit breaks. You have to use it 10 times to get, or nearly 10 times to get the next part of the thing. And you have to kill so many enemies. Yeah, you can see there's like a window. And you can see people moving around in the background. I wonder if they added that in for the mod.
But I don't have time to mess around with you guys.
Not really noticed that.
That's enough of your lip.
And Cloud jumps off onto the train. I think I shouldn't have messed around with the settings so much for this mod. It all seems to be running a bit fast.
Will be joining us after all. No need to assume the worst. I'm sure he's fine, right?
Guys from Soldier, right? Besides,
guess you can all tell which one's Barrett.
He wouldn't let anything get in the way of his goddamn cash.
There's some knocking, Cloud. Knocking on heaven's door.
What do you think, boss? That guy? The hell would I know? I ain't no mind reader.
Yeah, actually, you are, Baron.
It's because of you screw-ups that I had to hire that jackass in the first place.
Oh, yeah, Barrett. About our pay. I mean, boy, I'm so glad we helped the planet.
Wait, you're a complete pussy. Yeah. Am I supposed to move this on? Oh, there's someone knocking at the door. Door opens up.
Cloud!
Late for our appointment.
Hey, you damn right you late. Come waltzing in here, making a big scene.
He's giving public security the runaround.
Everyone worried is more like it. You don't care about no one but yourself.
Oh? You were worried about me.
What? Oh, hell no. That's coming out of your shit, hot shot. Yo, people, come on.
You can't just change how much you're going to pay people, you dick.
Hey, Cloud. Thanks.
Cloud, let's keep this up for the next mission.
Careful. I'll shut this.
Cheers, Jess. It's getting cold. Black door open.
Wow, your face. It's pitch black.
Is it? There Jesse's quiff looks even
there
bigger.
Is
that just me?
Hey, thanks for saving me back there at the reactor.
You're welcome. Alright, let's get over here. Sounds like Pete. Oh, this mod's so cool. A little bit glitchy witchy, but it's alright.
This is why I hate the last train. Oh boy.
Some of the NPCs are a bit like. This is the homeless guy.
The only people who come to my home are you guys.
He's a bald guy.
You see the headline in the Shinra Times? Apparently, the terrorists that bomb Reactor 1 are hiding out somewhere in the slums. Imagine, bombing a reactor? They must have a really calculating leader. I wonder where they'll strike next.
He's not that calculating. Right, let's go to the config. Right, I'm going to slow down field messages.
See the headline in the ship. Apparently, the terrorists that bomb were managing. They must
That's
have
a bit link. Better. Right, okay, let's talk about that.
You're not a dead kid. Sit down. You're not a dead kid.
Screw you, Barrett. Oh.
Please, you'll bother the other passengers.
Screw you, Sinra.
Looks like the train still isn't switched over to the emergency security system. It'll be a different story tomorrow.
Biggs's voice act is really good.
I'm gonna be famous thanks to Avalanche.
Yeah, for being a dirty terrorist.
Hey, Cloud, don't you think I've got a bright future ahead of me?
In what way?
All my life, I've been nothing but a sidekick. By joining Avalanche and saving the planet, even a guy like me can make a difference.
Yep. Just wait until 4 hours into the game, mate.
Hey, Cloud, wanna look at this with me? It's a display of the train route. Personally, I find visual aids make the dull stuff a lot more bearable. Just so you know, I'm into this kind of thing. Bombs, monitors. I'm a high-tech kind of
guy. Ooh, monitors. So high-tech.
Okay. It's about to start.
Bong.
So,
that was me.
Got a wireframe model of the great city of Midgar. Around a 1 in 10,000 scale. Complete with massive steel plates suspended 300 meters above ground level. A huge
pretty cool.
Pillar supports the plate in the center. and there are smaller ones for each sector. The smaller pillars are known as mechanical towers. Psst, we destroyed reactor one on the northern edge.
Say it a bit louder, the guy at the back didn't hear.
2, 3, up to reactor 8, which all sustain the whole system and provide electricity to Midgar. Each sector had a name once, but no one remembers them.
How?
We just use numbers. That's the kind of place this is.
Dave Town, I like to think of it.
Take a look. This is the route our train is on. The track spirals around the central pillar. Right now, we're about halfway. Each transit point has an ID check area. It scans information from all of the passengers, then cross-checks that data with the host computer at the Shinra building. Psst, you definitely look suspicious. So, we're using fake IDs.
Cheers, Jess. Don't let anyone else on the train, though.
Speak of the devil. Those red flashes mean we're passing through an ID check area. Psst. Because the lights go out, these trains are full of purrs who can't keep their hands to themselves. Well, enough about that.
And you're standing next to me, Jess.
Now. What a relief.
Take a good look. You can see the surface. But this city looks up at an empty plate. Nothing but a metal sky and ground that don't grow anything.
The city that floats in the sky. Pretty unsettling scenery.
Oh, never expect to hear that out of you. You're just full of surprises. The world above. A city on a plate. It's because of that great pizza in the sky that people down here gotta struggle to survive. Marco pollution rains down on them. The air is filthy because it ain't got nowhere to go.
Got nothing nowhere to go.
Nothing done to clean it anymore.
Pretty grim.
On top of that, the Marco reactors keep pumping out energy. Thanks to them, the land's gone completely barren.
Then why doesn't everyone just move up above?
I don't know. Probably can't afford to. Or maybe
they just like it.
They don't want to live on a plate. They prefer the land under their feet, no matter how poisoned it is.
Yeah, I understand. No one lives in the slums because they enjoy it there.
I enjoy it.
It can only run where the tracks have been made.
Now we've got the train running around the outside, FMV. I still want to see some lightning. But I think they said there wasn't going to be much weather under the plate, because the plate is like in the slums and stuff, because you're protected by the plate, so you can't really see it. Oh, but it's very dark that I've got here. Everyone's getting off the train. Okay, here we go. Here comes Barrett.
Yo, get your asses in here. Huddle up, bitches.
Sorry, no. He's a very pleasant man.
Over here, all of you.
He's a pleasant man with pleasant things to say. Oh, I forgot. I'm supposed to move.
That mission was a success, but don't get careless.
Okay, I won't.
The big one's still to come. No getting cold feet. Because the next one's really gonna wake him up.
We can do a bomb that's twice as big.
Meet back at the hideout. Move out.
Move out.
Now, I'm going to quickly speak to Johnny.
I'm not letting you go home tonight.
Oh.
How about we take it easy somewhere?
Oh, but there's only the train graveyard around here. And they say it's haunted.
Damn.
What?
Damn! Yeah, it's pretty fucking haunted. Facts. I'm going to go run around here for 2 seconds. Can you actually run up and go deep into the train? Hang on. I'm doing a Nuzlocke. Why have I come over here? Oh, these are just the... These are just the birds from the thing. I thought I was going to get into a fight with something from the train graveyard area. That was a worry. No, I got a potion. That was good. And yeah, it's definitely darker here. What time is it saying? Since it's 1:13 in the morning. Right, I'm going to go to the save point, save up, and call that my first round of Nuzlocking. mostly because I need a bio break and I'm going to go to work in a minute. All right then, everybody. Saving up. There we go. There I am, Sector 7. I've been playing 33 minutes. And, yeah. That's pretty cool. And the game is... I mean, obviously, I love Final Fantasy 7. Materia Lockdown Rules. I can't even remember what Barrett was. I think he's Geomancer, wasn't he? Yeah, Geomancer. But, yeah, it's a really cool game. I mean, what a cool mod. The mod, I believe, will only take me up till Junon. I don't think it's voice acted anything past that at the moment. I know they're furiously working on it. If you know Sunamods, check out his stuff. Just search for Sunamod. TS something 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 dark side. TSUNAMODS. They've got a whole community and they're all putting together this Echo S mod. I've actually submitted a few lines for various characters, but none in this particular part of the mod because I didn't find out about it until afterwards. But it's really, really cool. And, you know, if I get past Junon, I'm hoping I can transfer my save data. I didn't realise there was all this weather stuff, which is pretty cool. But if I can't, you know, sod it. But I very much doubt I'm going to Nuzlocke up to Junon. So I'm probably going to die before that point. But yeah, I hope you've all enjoyed this trapping. And yeah, you know, if you want to check out the Materia Lockdown, go to www.materialockdown.com to find out more information and options. And yeah, remember, you don't have to donate to charity to join the Materia Lockdown or to do the Nuzlocke Challenge. But if you do, but we are trying to raise money at the same time for the Motor Neurone Disease Association, which is a cause very close to my heart because my mother sadly passed away a few years back from motor neurone disease. And they, the Motor Neurone Disease Association, actually were really amazing, amazing people. And they helped me and my family out an incredible amount for something which is quite a shocking disease and can really take a loved one from you quite quickly and in not a very nice manner either. So yeah, so if you do want to donate, there are links on the website which I think take you to the wrong link to the wrong place, but it doesn't matter. You can find, if you go to Twitter and you go to FF7MLD, which is our bot, there's a pinned tweet there which has a link to the current fundraising total, and we're already halfway to our goal, so that's really cool. Alrighty guys, this has been Bill, this has been another trapping, and next week we'll get Aerith a job. Get T for a job. Hopefully we'll get up to the point where we'll get Aerith. But yeah, I'll speak to you all soon. Alright, over and out, and happy Nuzlocke. Love you all.
Hey everyone, Scott here with my good pal Rich. Say hi, Rich.
Hi.
And we're here today to tell you about a podcast we host together with our buddies Jay and Bill, the RPG After Years.
The After what?
The RPG After Years. Our show has entered into a new era of covering everything RPGs, both old and new. thus it is after its first era. It's the after years.
I thought RPG was rocket-propelled grenade.
No, RPG stands for role-playing game. It's a genre of video game. Every week we go through the latest news and discuss other relevant RPG-related topics. We also review RPGs as we complete them.
So an RPG is not a rabid Portuguese goose?
No, thank God. From Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy to The Witcher and Cyberpunk, we've got RPGs covered from the dawn of time to the far-flung future.
Oh, I've heard of Final Fantasy.
I'd hope so. So check us out on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast listening platform happens to be. You can also find us at probablywork.com. Level up your podcast feed with the RPG After Years.
Enjoy the show.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Hi, I'm Troidal Power, host of Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. It's an audio-only Let's Play podcast where I play video games and tell you about them. It's like Twitch for your ears. You can find Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power on probablywork.com, geek2geekmedia.com, or you can look for me on Patreon to sponsor an episode. Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. Let's play video games!